Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we start with GE opening a fuel cell plant in Malta, New York. Pick it up from there.
Yeah, the conglomerate announced Tuesday that it has begun leasing space in the 280-acre step park in Malta, where it has been equipping a facility to serve as a pilot location for GE fuel cells. The business is an offshoot of a 20-year research and development program that GE has focused on fuel cell technology. The company says the startup is now possible because of a breakthrough in solid oxide fuel cell technology, the type of fuel cell that will be able to generate electricity at any location as long as it has a supply of natural gas, starts up quickly, they say, and produces lower emissions than conventional power plants. GE says the cost associated with this technology has been a major problem for a long time, but the approach they are now taking makes the systems work economically. A team from the GE Global Research Center in Niskayuna, GE businesses and startup organizations within and outside of GE will develop the technology and test its market value to see if this startup could be viable as a full-scale business. The news caused a whirlwind in the fuel cell industry Tuesday, boosting the fuel cell stocks such as Plug Power, which is based here in the capital region.
We go from there to Saratoga, where Governor Cuomo has signed a law regarding racinos.
Yeah, the new legislation will allow racinos such as Saratoga Casino and Raceway to give out more free play credits to customers. It's a move the operators say will help it stay competitive in this increasingly competitive world of legalized gambling. The bill approved by the state legislature in June changes state tax law to increase the annual value of free play credits that racinos that operate VLTs can offer. Some racino operators believe the increase will increase their business and revenue for the state as a consequence at a time when they're on the verge of having full-scale casinos operate around New York State. James Featherstone Howe, a minority owner of the Racino in Saratoga Springs, said the change will provide a more level playing field going future. The bill, signed into law Tuesday by the governor, will allow the state's 9 racinos also to stay open until 6 a.m., though the change isn't expected to affect the Saratoga operation. The racinos can be open 20 hours a day. At Saratoga, they're open from 8 a.m. until 4 a.m., so they're not expecting to change their hours. The increased free play will also allow the racino to offer promotions, so they think that's important to draw businesses or customers away from the casinos into their operations going forward. The racinos have been in a slump this year. Some have blamed that on a particularly cold winter, but the slump has continued into the summer, leading some operators to wonder what will happen to the racinos once the State Gaming Commission awards the first of the 4 casino licenses they're expected to award later this year.
We'll have that announcement when that occurs. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks.